Don't worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We invite you to look with us in the Word of God to begin with in the book of Psalms, Psalm 122, beginning at verse 1. I was glad when they said to me, "Let us go into the house of the Lord. Our feet have been standing within your gates, O Jerusalem." Jerusalem is built as a city that is compact together, where the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, to the testimony of Israel, to give thanks to the name of the Lord. For thrones are set there for judgment, the thrones of the house of David. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May they prosper who love you. Peace be within your walls, prosperity within your palaces. For the sake of my brethren and companions, I will now say, peace be within you. Because of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek your good. All of Psalm 122, and then remaining in the book of Psalms, Psalm 27, beginning at verse 1. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked came against me to eat up my flesh, my enemies and foes, they stumbled and fell. Though an army may encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war may rise against me, in this I will be confident. One thing I have desired of the Lord, that will I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion, in the secret place of his tabernacle he shall hide me. He shall set me high upon a rock, and now my head shall be lifted up above my enemies all around me. Therefore I will offer sacrifices of joy in his tabernacle. I will sing, yes, I will sing praises to the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me and answer me. When you said, seek my face, my heart said to you, your face, Lord, I will seek. Do not hide your face from me. Do not turn your servant away in anger. You have been my help. Do not leave me nor forsake me, O God of my salvation. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take care of me. Teach me your way, O Lord, and lead me in a smooth path because of my enemies. Do not deliver me to the will of my adversaries, for false witnesses have risen against me, and such as breathe out violence. I would have lost heart unless I had believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Father, we thank you for your word. Thank you for the grace and the anointing that rests upon your word. Thank you for the many ways your word guides us, counsels us, and helps us to discern your will, your heart, your perspective, and just your way of seeing everything. Father, we thank you in a special way for the nation of Israel, and thank you for the many ways and the unique ways in which down through the centuries you've used the Jewish nation and the nation of Israel to bless the world and to minister to your people. And thank you, Lord, for sending us our blessed Messiah who came through the Jewish family. Father, we pray for the peace of Israel. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Flood them with your peace, mercy, and grace. Bless the nation according to your perfect will today. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Isaac Jackson is our producer. He's going to lead us in prayer at this time.
Heavenly Father, thank you so much for these moments. And Father, thank you so much for all that you're doing right now. Father, in your scriptures, you just told us that we're supposed to seek your face. And Father, you've told us that we're supposed to wait on you. And so, Father, right now, we want to wait for your guidance. We want to wait for your direction. Father, we want to know what your will is. We want to know what your ways are. And Father, we want to walk with you. Thank you so much, Father, for calling us to more unity with you and to greater intimacy with you as we walk with you in your kingdom. In your holy name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Isaac. And thank you again for being a part of our listening family. We are very honored and blessed to have with us. It's been a while, but we're grateful to have with us once again Sandy Shoshone. She is the National Director for the Ministry of Be'ad Kayam, and we're grateful to have her back with us after quite a while. Sandy, how are you today?
I'm great. Thank you for inviting me, Pastor Joseph. I appreciate it.
Great to have you on once again. And I'm going to ask if you'll dive right in to further introduce yourself and then tell our listeners. Some of our listeners may know the name of the ministry, Be'ad Kayam. Others may have never heard of it. So if you'll just share more about you and the ministry and the mission and the work of Be'ad Kayam.
Yeah, sure. Okay. My American accent is because I was born in the U.S. I came to faith. I'm from a religious Jewish family, and I came to faith when I was a freshman in college. Out of college, I moved to Israel and married an Israeli who loves the Lord. He's a pastor today at a congregation which is part of King of Kings. We have seven children, and we're blessed with many, many grandchildren, of course. Thank the Lord. And I joined Israel Pro-Life, Be'ad Chaim, 20 years ago. There was no director at that point, and I was asked to join the team. And I said, why would I care about abortion? And I say that because I love the Lord, but I thought maybe abortion was somebody else's cause or somebody else's thing to do. I didn't realize that it was for me to protect the innocent unborn. And after discussing with the chairman of the board and prayer, the Holy Spirit convicted me of Proverbs chapter 24, verses 11 and 12. Rescue those being led to slaughter. Do not say you did not know, because the Lord considers your heart, and he will render to each one according to what he has done. And the Holy Spirit said to me, do you know that the Israeli government is paying for abortions? Do you know that abortion is commonplace in Israel? Do you know that I hate the shedding of innocent blood in the land? If you love your country, if you love the land, you need to do something about the shedding of innocent blood. And I was just convicted by the Lord that I could either be like an ostrich and put my head in the sand and say, I don't know what's going on, or I could say, Lord, what would you have me do? And so I took the job of director, and I didn't really know which direction to go. But the Lord was so merciful, and at the time when I became the director, we were only saving about a baby or two a year. But through the work of another church where I spoke, we started a terrific project called Operation Moses that provides a mother with everything she needs for a full year for her baby. At the time that we began, we were giving a bed and a stroller and a bathtub and bed sheets and bringing diapers and formula to her house. But in that first year, we saved 9 babies, the next year, 14 babies, the next year, 40 babies. Mm-hmm. This year, we saved 600 babies.
Praise God.
Of course, praise God. Since I've begun 20 years ago, we've been able to save more than 6,000 lives. Mm-hmm. And, you know, now, of course, we can't bring to people's homes all this stuff we order online that's delivered. And instead of giving diapers and formula at every house, mothers get a gift card to their local shop. They tell us which supermarket chain they want, mm-hmm. and we allow them to buy what they need for their babies. But God has enabled us to love the mothers enough to help them choose life. And I say that because we're called pro-life. We're pro-mom. We protect her from the pain, from the pressure of being forced to have an abortion. Mm-hmm. You know, I realize that there are many people who, they call the pro-life people, they call us, you know, anti-abortion. I don't like to say that. I like to say that I'm pro-mother and pro-baby, pro-hope, mm-hmm. pro-choice, in the sense that we give her the opportunity to choose what she wants to do for her child. Mm-hmm. No mother wants to abort her baby. Mm-hmm. They want to be able to do something. It's an instinct for a woman. But pressures and finances and boyfriends and trouble and parents, they cause her to say to us on our hotline, we have no choice. But we give her the ability to choose life.
Mm. Well, Sandy, would you take time now specifically to pray for listeners in that there are those listening who the Lord will give them different assignments as they listen to the Spirit of God speak to them through the broadcast today? Would you pray that every listener would have ears to hear what the Lord wants to say to them through the broadcast today?
Hallelujah. Oh, Lord God, the God who renews our minds, the God who lets us dwell in the things that are worthy of thinking. worthy of honor and praise. Lord, I ask you now as we're speaking today that you would just convict the hearts of all the listeners to seek your face and what you would call them to do. Just like you propelled me to care about the mothers, to care about the unborn, to have a heart of mercy for those really in crisis and conflict. And as Christians, we just want hearts that love the brokenhearted, that care. So we ask you now to speak to each listener to know what it would be that they could do even today, even this week, to make a difference, in the lives of those around them and show new hope and to show your care and to be your vessels of love to those around them. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. So, Sandy, am I correct then that you're saying Be'ad Kayam is strictly in the nation of Israel today? And how many centers do you have?
Yeah, we have 12 centers.
You have 12 centers.
In every major city in Israel, all the way up. If you visited Israel, we have centers way up in Haifa and Tiberias, which is on the Sea of Galilee. And we have a center in Eilat, which is next to the Egyptian border. We have centers all over the country so that we are available to every woman in crisis. A woman typically finds us with a Google search or through a social worker or maybe a friend, and she calls our hotline, which is virtual and available to everybody in the country. And we offer her new hope when she's in crisis.
And so, again, so you're in 12 centers in the nation of Israel. Are you strictly in the nation of Israel, or do you have centers anywhere outside of Israel as well?
No, we're Israeli, Hebrew-speaking, and Arabic-speaking. We also offer hope and help to any person in our nation. But we are affiliated with many in America and around the world. But, of course, you have, praise the Lord, you have many pro-life centers also all across America.
Right.
So we're
right.
Just strictly in Israel.
Yeah. I see. Well, right offhand, as we begin, what would be maybe one very important thing you would like to invite listeners to pray for the ministry of Be'ad Kayam about? What specific prayer requests would you lay before listeners at this time?
I have a bundle of prayer requests, but the thing that's always burning in my heart is that every woman in crisis pregnancy would know that there's hope and help. Because I've heard many women who regretted their abortions, many women who said, if I only knew that somebody would help me, I wouldn't have done it. Mm-hmm. And so my constant prayer is that every woman in crisis who's looking for even for an abortion, that she would find our help before she makes that decision, and that the Holy Spirit would convict her that there's another choice which besides abortion, that she is able to do this. You know, Yeshua, Jesus, is our anchor of hope, and people need hope. People are desperate, especially now in Israel in the last, since October 7th, and I always get teary-eyed when I talk about this, but we have had, hundreds of thousands of missiles that were shot at our nation since October 7th. We've lost thousands and thousands of lives. I can't even describe the number of wounded, the number of traumatized people. People here need hope. People are really despairing. And, to be able to offer a hope and a love. Today I was just speaking to one of my counselors, and she said, you know, there's a woman who told me that besides the practical help we offer, she just needs somebody to listen, just somebody to care. And it's so necessary here to talk to the nation of traumatized people. Say, we're here for you. Many of the pregnant mothers have husbands who are doing their reserve duty. I mean, I don't know if I can even describe to you, just, you know, my sons and my son-in-laws, just regular guys with regular jobs and kids and wives.
Sandy,
and
I'm going to jump in right here. We're going to pick up right there on the other side. Our phone guest today is Sandy Shoshone from the Nation of Israel. She's the National Director of Be'ad Kayam. We'll be right back.
Do you wish that you could see it all made new. We do. Is all creation groaning? Is a new creation coming? Is the glory of the Lord to be the light within our midst? Is it good that we remind ourselves of this? Is anyone worthy? Is anyone whole? Is anyone able to break the seal and open the scroll? The Lion of Judah, who conquered the grave, he is David's root and the Lamb who died to ransom the slave. Is he worthy? Is he worthy of all blessing and honor and glory? Is he worthy of this? He is. Does the Father truly love us?
He does.
Does the Spirit move among us? And is Jesus our Messiah?
The music of Andrew Peterson with Is He Worthy? Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. We're honored to have as our phone guest today Sandy Shoshone. She's the National Director of Be'ad Kayam, a beautiful and a very powerful pro-life ministry that serves in the nation of Israel. And we want to invite every single listener to pray much for Sandy, her staff, and the great work and mission and ministry of Be'ad Kayam. Father, thank you, Lord, for our sister Sandy. Thank you for her staff. Thank you for the work you've raised up through the ministry of Be'ad Kayam. Father, bless this ministry indeed. Bless Sandy and her staff and the whole ministry as a whole indeed. Expand their territories. Cause your hand to be mightily upon them. Keep them from evil that may not cause pain. Father, flood this ministry, but flood the nation of Israel with your light. Flood it with your mercy, with your grace, Lord. More and more, Father, in the midst of all that has happened to Israel over the last 2 or 3 years, Lord, more and more help them to see that, Lord Jesus, you are the hope not only for Israel, you're the hope for the whole world. Open our eyes and our hearts to see that and stir us as the church to rise up and be the light you've called us to be in the nation of Israel and in the world as well. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Yeah. Well, Sandy, you were sharing about just so much of how just all that has happened since October 7th a couple years back that it's just brought so much change in the life and the lifestyle of the nation of Israel. Would you pick up where you left off?
Yeah, actually, it hasn't ended. This is the problem. Many of the guys continue to go into reserve duty, and we're talking about husbands and fathers, just my son-in-laws and my sons in the Army. You know, it's just such an unexpected thing to happen that you have to go. One of my sons was in the Army for 8 months. He just had to leave his job and his family. I mean, he's a 40-year-old man. You just don't expect these things to happen in their. It's not like we're being sent off like in America when you have a war, people are sent abroad. This is in our neighborhoods. You have to run into a bomb shelter. Children exposed to, just missiles over their head, alarms. We still have them at night. I mean, it's not like at the beginning of the war when you had hundreds of missiles being shot all day long, but it's just traumatizing for the society. And so pregnant women, you have women who are saying, I'm going to have a baby to prove that Israel is going to continue. And then you have women who say, I'm so afraid, or my husband's not home, or we've lost income, or shops have been closed. For example, in the north of Israel, only this month, families have been able to return to their communities. Since October 7th, you know, a year and a half ago, they haven't been able to go home because of the Hezbollah in the north from the Lebanese border. So we were actually, besides supporting the pregnant women and their new babies, we've helped, I'm talking about besides helping those who considered abortion, we've also helped thousands of women who were evacuated from their homes because of the war and had to live in hotels since October 2023. I mean, they were in a hotel since then. It just went home. So, you know, people don't really think about these things, but, and the kids had to switch schools and the missiles and the, you know, the whole thing. Dads weren't with them because their dads were guarding or in the army somewhere else. And it's been very difficult for the nation, but I thank God that we've been able to help. I mean, it's been amazing to be able to help. We're still working with the municipality of Jerusalem, for example, to provide gift cards to the mothers still in the hotels here in Jerusalem. It's quite remarkable. But, you know, when you have people that are so, how shall I say, people need to be loved. And, you know, the song we were just listening to about Jesus is worthy. He's worthy because he laid down his life because he loves us. And so few people are willing to really lay down their lives for others. And here we are, believers in the midst of trauma. And this is really what God is calling us to do. Will you love all of these broken, wounded people? We don't judge women in crisis pregnancy. We love them. We don't judge women who've chosen abortion. They felt pressured. They felt fearful. We help them find healing. Our goal is to bring love into a broken nation.
Would you take time now specifically to pray for believers and people listening, for the church to really rise up to try to be supportive and helpful for the nation of Israel in the ways the Lord would have them to be? You know, sometimes an individual on the other side of the world here in the U.S. may think, well, there's nothing I can do. There's always something we can do because we can all pray, but then there are things we can do once we've prayed as well. Would you pray for people to really seek to find out what God would have them to do to love and support Israel?
Amen. Lord, I thank you that many of the listeners love your word, believe your promises for the people of Israel, believe that you have brought back the Jewish people to our nation after 2,000 years. And just hold on to that promise that if you are a faithful God to the people of Israel, you are faithful also to all of your children. Thank you, Lord. I ask you, firstly, in the midst of so much anti-Semitism all over in the college campuses and in the different places, I ask you to give your Christians, those who hold on to the Bible as truth, to stand up for truth and righteousness, to defend even the Jewish community in their midst, to believe you, to protect Israel, to hold on in faith and prayer for our nation. I ask you, Lord, to show those who are listening how they could be supported, whether that means financial, whether that means prayer, whether that means writing letters to the Congress and Senate to continue to support us. Lord, we want to thank you for Mike Huckabee, who just became the ambassador to Israel. I ask you that those listening would support their representatives in the government who are supporting Israel so that nothing could stop the American help and the American arms. Lord, we thank you. We thank you for that. Even give people faith to visit, to buy Israeli products. Show them, Lord, how they can participate in being a part of your nation that you've resurrected after 2,000 years. And Lord, I want to thank you that your promises are faithful and true and yea and amen, that nothing will stop your promises that you made to Abraham. Nothing will. You've made a covenant and you are a faithful God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Sandy, let me ask this question. Like, if there are persons that are listening who are very much involved, people you would call pro-life warriors, who this has been a calling on their lives, if they wanted to come to Israel, maybe specifically to visit Beit Kayyem, how is that? Are there ways in which that could be helpful or productive or not necessarily?
I would love that. You're my sisters and brothers. I would love that. Come. You know, in the past, before COVID and before the war, we actually had international conferences. I mean, if I knew that there was enough interest, we could do something. But we've had tours in terms of going to locations that we knew would be meaningful to the pro-life movement. But in any case, I would be happy to receive any group. And Pastor Joseph, there's something quite important. We have a forest here in Israel. We call it the Gardens of Life. It's a place where trees are planted in memory of babies that were not able to be held, babies that were miscarried or aborted or stillborn. And we have planted there more than 2,000 trees in memory of the babies that died. People from around the world are most welcome to come plant or have us plant for you. You can write our office, and our prayer hostess would be happy to plant for you. You receive a certificate where you can write the baby's name. It's important to know that there's a place here in Israel where we can honor and remember that baby that died. And I truly believe that this can bring, it does bring, a kind of a, how do you say in English? It closes the circle for many people. It helps them to find closure from their pain and their grief. You know, we've had many groups, particularly women's tours, or no, all kinds of groups who've come to the gardens and planted, and for the first time in their life shared publicly that they've lost a baby. And it's been so healing for them to be able to share, receive prayer, and know that God has that child in his arms in heaven. I read something really beautiful last week, written by a mother whose baby died at birth, and she said, "Straight from my womb to God's loving arms." And I just want to encourage any who've lost their baby, even whatever it's been, whether it's been stillbirth or miscarriage or abortion, that God is holding that child in his loving arms. And there is closure, there is forgiveness, there is healing, there is perpetuation of life in heaven.
Well, share your website for persons that are wanting to learn more about the ministry and the work and the mission behind Be'ad Kayam.
Okay, so it's www.be'ad, I'll spell it, BEADCHAIM.com. It's like bead chaim with an M at the end. And if you can't remember that, you just type in Israel Pro-Life. You can type Sandy Shoshani, you'll find me. And I am very happy to be in touch with anybody who would like to hear from us or be in touch with us or contact. We also have a monthly newsletter with stories of a few of our babies. I mean, of course, with 600 babies born this year, we had, you know, a lot of babies every month. But praise the Lord, I just share a few stories every month with great pictures. And then we also have every single week, we send out prayer letters, very specific prayer letters around the world, talking about who is considering abortion, who phoned our hotline, who's about to deliver, special prayer needs for health, for any of the mothers that we've been in touch with during that particular week. So anybody who'd like to participate more with us in prayer is welcome. The prayer is a long list, and I just say, just ask the Holy Spirit, Lord, what should I pray for today, and pray for that, because we've got thousands praying around the world for us. Our work is saturated and based in prayer. We couldn't do anything without the Lord as our foundation.
Amen. Amen. Share the website one more time.
BEADCHAIM.com.
All right. All right. Sandy, tell me this too. Would you say it, would it be correct to say that Be'ad Kayam would be messianic Jewish ministry, or is that not a correct statement to say it that way?
Because that we live in Israel and Messianic Judaism is not acceptable particularly, I declare that I am a Jewish Messianic person. And many on our staff are, not all. But, yeah, so the organization itself does not declare that we are Messianic Jews, although we are, I am. I see.
Okay. Well, I recall in the past when we've had the privilege of having you on, you've shared about some of the challenges that women face when they're in the IDF, the Israel Defense Force, and find themselves pregnant. Can you share about what some of those challenges look like?
So, Pastor Joseph, something that the listeners need to understand is that abortion in Israel is legal and free and covered by our national health insurance. So any woman who's in a crisis pregnancy and just goes through a particular committee, and every hospital in Israel can get a free, legal, government-funded abortion. In the army, it's even more simple because she goes to her commanding mental health officer and says she's pregnant, and she can have that abortion within a day. They'll take her straight to the hospital. And if she doesn't have an abortion, she's going to be released from the army, and which most young women would find an embarrassment, you know. Mm-hmm. And so she's going to feel extremely pressed to have that abortion. Mm-hmm. Many, many young women in the army that are pregnant are going to have abortions, and our goal is to reach them, but it's really an uphill battle because of the social pressures. Mm-hmm. It's very difficult. There's also a stigma, of course, in many sectors of our society. For example, the Orthodox Jews, to be having premarital sex would be, you know, really forbidden and a embarrassment. So if mm-hmm. she's found pregnant, she could be ostracized from her family. In the Muslim community, they have honor killing, and I grieve to say that we've had a few times
I'm going to have to jump in here. We can pick up right there on the other side. Our phone guest today is Sandy Shoshone. She's the national director of Bayad Kayam, a great pro-life ministry serving the nation of Israel. We'll be right back. Music of David Crowder with How He Loves. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Our phone guest today is Sandy Shoshone. She's the national director of a great pro-life ministry serving the nation of Israel called Bayad Kayam. Sandy, if you'll pick up right there where you left off, please.
Yeah, I was saying that in many sectors of our society, because we have a religious society, it's very difficult to be not married and to be pregnant. So, for example, in the Orthodox Jewish community, that would be a real stigma, and many times a girl would be rejected by her family. And in the Muslim community, it's life-endangering sometimes because there are honor killings. We've had instances where we found mothers in the hospital. One mother actually lost her life. Her brothers wanted to honor, I put that in, you know, yeah, to honor their family, and they took her life, and We've had various, very difficult things. So sometimes we have to provide housing for women who are in danger. Mm-hmm. It's not easy here in this society, but God, I would say our challenges are that we would be able to show people a new way, a different way, and provide them practically and with friendship and with counseling, mm-hmm. and be able to help them get out of the fear and hole that they're in. And, the people that are listening, I know that many people are in crisis around the world. It's not just in Israel. Mm-hmm. And I know that when there are women who are in crisis pregnancy, they really don't know where to turn. Mm-hmm. But there are many pregnancy centers also near you in the U.S. And also, something that really burns on my heart always is those who have had abortions. You have people sitting in the pews in your churches that feel second class and think, if you only knew what I've done or who I am. But it's not like that in Jesus. His love is way beyond anything we've ever done, ever. Mm-hmm. His love is able to cover everything. And so when we come to him and when we express, Lord, this is what I did and this is not who I am anymore, I am a new creature in Christ. The old things have passed away. The new things have become new things. All things have become new. And then we can declare, this is what I was, but that's not me anymore. That's mm-hmm. the old nature. I am now a new creature in the Messiah. And so we're new, so there's no shame because it's not me anymore. It's not I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the power of God and the new life in the Messiah. Yesterday we celebrated the Resurrection Day, and here we are. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah, it's new life in the Messiah. Everything is made new. And so I just urge anybody listening, if you have anything that's holding you back, any shame, maybe you've been abused, mm-hmm. maybe you've been confused, maybe you've had an abortion, maybe you, I don't know what, but took the keys of the kingdom and opened the locks of those chains and said, God, today is my day to be released. Today is my day to be healed. And sister, if you're pregnant and you don't want that baby, say, Lord, take my fear. Lord, take the burden of all of the problems and take the keys of the kingdom and open my heart to love and accept this child. Mm-hmm. And for the women also who have had babies and resent them, I speak to you. Maybe your mother didn't love you. Maybe you were rejected. But this is the day to say, my father and mother, as King David said, maybe they rejected me, but God has never rejected me. Mm-hmm. And I will love my children. I will break the curses of rejection. I will break the lies that I'm unwanted. And I will love my children. And I will bless my children. Mm-hmm. Brothers and sisters, listen. You can speak words of hope and truth to your own children now. It's not too late, no matter what we've been through. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice in it. This is a new day. Today is the day of new beginnings. Whether you're pregnant, whether you've suffered, today is the day that God wants to release you from all of those chains and say, take my burden, for my burden is light. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Sandy, would you say that have you observed in some capacity that since October 7th, a year and a half ago, have you seen more of an openness to the gospel of Jesus Christ in Israel from your perspective?
Yes. Yes. Mm. We've seen people that are praying, people who never prayed before. As a matter of fact, you know, I know your news doesn't report a lot about the suffering here, but the hostages that are coming out of those dark pits of the tunnels of Gaza, they're saying, so many of them have said, I was an atheist and I didn't believe, and now I believe in the power of prayer. I believe in God. I felt his presence with me in those pits. Mm-hmm. And many are saying that they continually prayed. They said, Hear, O Israel, the Lord is God, every day, and believed God. And you know, people here are calling out to God. They're looking for new hope. Mm-hmm. They need new hope. Mm. They need new hope because we're hopeless without him here, really. This is really my prayer, Pastor Joseph, mm-hmm. that the suffering, no suffering is wasted, that in our suffering, we will seek his face and find him when we call to him with all our heart.
That's right. That's right. And, you know, Sandy, I think it's so good for us to recognize this, that obviously the Lord Jesus, he's the Messiah for Israel. He's the Messiah for the world. And he's the answer to every nation's problems and challenges and trials, whatever they might be, and especially in view of the fact that the unique and tragic challenges that the nation of Israel has faced, again, no matter what, Jesus really is the answer to all of it and to every one of them. Father, Amen. Thank you, Lord, for your sovereignty over the nation of Israel and the precious people of Israel. Thank you for all the nations in the Middle East that go through so much turmoil and difficulty for different circumstances, Father. Father, send forth laborers into Israel. Send forth laborers into all the nations of the Middle East. Father, thank you for your sovereignty over every nation. Send forth more laborers into every nation who proclaim that Jesus really does have the answer to every nation's problems, every nation's storms, every nation's difficulties. And help us as the church to just fill us afresh with your Spirit. Set us on fire of your Holy Spirit. Help us more and more now to be about the work of shining in such a way that people will see that Jesus is who they're longing and looking for, no matter what they're going through. Father, we lift up Sandy and her husband and their church family, the work you've called them to. Thank you for the church in Israel and the work they're called to. Father, more and more flood Israel with your light, your mercy, and your grace, and help them to see, Lord, that Jesus does bring the answer to everything. We thank you and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Sandy, amen. Our time amen. Is just about gone. Any final things you'd like to share to our listeners, maybe in the way of prayer requests for Israel, for Beit Kayam, anything on your heart before our time runs out?
We have something specific for us, which is that we're expanding all of our
Are you there?
And his encouragement, because it's a really hard work, and it can become discouraging, and people can bear the burden. So if you could lift up our staff and ask God to cover and protect and encourage and anoint us with his words of wisdom so that we might be his tools of love and not burn out and despair. That's a prayer request.
Okay. Okay. So prayer for you and the staff as you continue to do mm-hmm. the great work that you're doing then as well then.
Amen.
And, and once again, share the website for the ministry.
BEADCHAIM.com.
All right. And of course, as you mentioned earlier, if persons are planning to come to Israel and want to visit Beit Kayam, they would just get in touch with your headquarters, correct?
Feel free to just write us, look at our website, Israel Pro Life, BeadChaim.com, and just write us info at Beit Kayam, and I'm happy to meet with you. I'd love to receive you in my office, or I'd love to receive you at the Gardens of Life, welcome you to plant trees, or welcome you to our office, whatever you'd like. We'd love to show you around and get to know you.
All righty. Before our time runs out, would you take time now specifically to pray for the church in Israel, but the church as a whole?
Oh, thank you, Lord. In these dark days, in these days when love grows cold, that you would hold us close to you. Let us not be deceived by the enemy. Let us not be deceived, Abba, by doctrines that are just swirling around and all kinds of things that the world is saying. You have to accept everybody and every false doctrine. Abba, keep us close to the truth of your word here in Israel as Messianic Jews. Hold us close to the truth. And I pray for the church in America, especially for all those listeners now, to hold to the truth, not be swayed by public opinion or what looks to be right, but really the Bible that is the truth. Keep us close to your word, Lord. Your word is truth. Keep us close, Lord. There are not many gospels. There's one gospel. And you said, Yeshua, Jesus, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. And we ask you, Lord God, that truth would hold steady in our lives as believers in Yeshua, the Messiah. Hold us steady, Abba. And thank you for those listeners who support Israel. Let them not be swayed by current world opinion. Let them not be swayed by any kind of doctrines of needing to accept everybody. We need to love everybody, but we need to love your word and your truth and hold to that and preach truth. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hold us close to your heart, and I ask that the body in Israel would stand firm in these dark days as a light and a beacon to all those around us. In Jesus, Yeshua's name, amen.
Amen. Amen. And Father, I too thank you, Lord, for the church in Israel. Thank you for the church all over the world. Father, pour out your spirit of revival, renewal upon your church. Father, set the church on fire afresh in such a way that we would shine brighter than ever, shining for Jesus and pointing the world to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, that he stands as the answer for each and every one of us. Father, more and more, send forth many more laborers into Israel and all the rest of the nations of the world. And help us, Lord, to pray faithfully as we should for the ministry of Beit Kayam and many other ministries that are doing the work you call them to in Israel and beyond. Lord, we pray a special prayer for the Israel Defense Force. Father, send forth many more laborers into the Israel Defense Force, Lord, persons that would shine the gospel into that place and let your light shine in a wonderful and a powerful way. And Father, more and more help people to see that in the midst of all the challenges and the troubles and the storms Israel is facing, more and more help them to see, Lord, that Jesus comes as the answer to it all. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Well, as we normally do before we end the broadcast, if you are listening today and you've never made the eternally important decision of asking Jesus Christ to come into your heart to be your Lord and Savior, today is a good day, a great day to be saved. If you'd like to make that step, would you, from your heart, simply pray this prayer with us even right now? Lord Jesus, thank you for loving me so much that you came into this world a long time ago. You lived. You died on the cross to pay for all my sins. 3 days later, you rose up from the dead so that I could be saved. Lord, I confess I've sinned and done wrong in many, many ways. Lord, I repent and I turn from all the wrong I've done. Forgive me, Lord, for all the wrong things I've done. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Be my Lord and Savior. In your word, you told us, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Today, Lord, I'm calling on your name. Lord, save me, fill me with your Spirit. Help me to follow you all my life. Help me to read your word daily. Help me to pray daily. Help me to live for you and follow you daily. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, if you prayed that prayer and gave your life to Christ, we want to connect with you. Once again, my email is joseph@afr.net. Again, that's joseph@afr.net. We would like to share with you some literature and resource materials that'll help you to begin to grow up and grow strong in your new walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. Please be sure and get in touch with us. We definitely want to connect with you. Once again, that email, joseph@afr.net. Again, Sandy, thank you so much for being with us. Share with our listeners one more time your website if people want to learn more about Be'ad Chaim or get in touch. What is that website again?
Be'adchaim.com. B-E-B-E-A-D-C-H-A-I-M.com. Thank you so much.
Amen. Thank you, Sandy, for being with us. And please keep up the great, great work that you and your staff are doing.
God bless you.
Amen. And to all of our listeners, please pray much for Sandy and her staff and the work and the mission of Be'ad Chaim. Thanks for listening. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.